At the beginning of the 20th century, Russia was ruled by the Tsarist regime. However, revolutionary communist ideas were beginning to spread among an increasing number of workers. Part of the military apparatus had also come under the ideology's influence. The leader of the communist movement in Russia was Vladimir Ilyich Lenin. The communist movement led by Lenin was known as the Bolsheviks. These believed that bloody revolution would be necessary for them to seize power. Despite the fact that they had been illegally organizing for years, they had been unable to achieve their aim. The opportunity they were looking for came in 1914 with the outbreak of the First World War. That war was the bloodiest conflict that mankind had ever known. One of the countries involved in that war, which cost the lives of 10 million people, was Russia. The Russians suffered defeat after defeat in the first 3 years of fighting and lost 2 million dead. The suffering inflicted by the war dragged Russia towards revolution. In February 1917, army units in the capital, Petrograd, rebelled and took over the city. Tsar Nicholas II, who was at the front encouraging his troops, set out for the city. His train was stopped by revolutionary troops, however, and the Tsar was arrested. All symbols of the Tsarist regime were destroyed by revolutionary soldiers. Supporters of the revolution rejoiced in the streets. Most people hoped that the end of the Tsarist regime would bring happier times for Russia. But they were wrong. The Bolshevik contribution to the February 1917 revolution was actually quite minimal. They were poorly represented in the post-revolutionary parliament that was set up. The government passed into the hands of the pro-Western Kerensky, a Democrat. Lenin, then in exile, ordered his men to give the new government absolutely no support. He continued to organize the Bolsheviks for his own revolution. And in October 1917, he struck. Lenin's armed militants attacked the Winter Palace, the center of government. They killed those guards who resisted and carried out one of the easiest coups in history. Soviet propaganda films made years after the event would portray the coup as a huge popular uprising started by Lenin's fiery speeches. The fact was, though, that the number of people who attacked the palace was less than 100, and only five people died. Lenin started with a silent coup. Yet things were not to remain so. The Bolsheviks attacked those army units still loyal to the Tsar. A terrible civil war began that would last for 3 long years. The Bolsheviks established the Red Army to prosecute that war. Lenin's right-hand man, Leon Trotsky, was placed at its head. Red Army units and the secret police agency set up by Lenin, known as the Cheka, had no compunction about using the most ruthless methods to deal with monarchists and other anti-communist groups. Tsar Nicholas II, his wife, and 5 children were executed by order of Lenin. Those cities which refused to support the Bolshevik regime were ruined. In telegrams to his militants, Lenin ordered that all those who opposed the communist regime should be shot. The Bolsheviks arrested tens of thousands of people for the crime of opposing the regime. Most of these were tortured and executed en masse. The famous Russian writer Maxim Gorky described examples of Bolshevik savagery. In Tambov province, communists were nailed with railway spikes by their left hand and left foot to trees a meter above the soil, and they watched the torments of these deliberately, oddly crucified people. They would open a prisoner's belly, take out the small intestine, and nailing it to a tree or telegraph pole, they drove the man around the tree with blows, watching the intestine unwinding through the wound. Stripping a captured officer naked, they tore strips of skin from his shoulders in the form of shoulder straps. A terrible fear fell over Russia, but the communist savagery had only just begun.